Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Good evening. My name is Mudtoe Sasquatch. This is my little corner of the internet called the Uncommon Shaman. That was Chief Iggy you were just hearing talking about all the things that that go on with the BlogTalkRadio.com channel. I guess I'm the much more part. I don't know how much more, but it is more. My show is quite a bit, I guess it's fair to say, quite a bit different than the other ones you might hear or might have heard on this channel before. Mostly it's one dude talking. I speak as spirit directs me to speak. Thank God, at least so far, it's always been in English. And hopefully my hope, my prayer, my fervent belief is that someone out there in internet land needs to hear at least some small part of what it is I'm saying, and that justifies the whole deal. Meantime, I just keep talking. So we've got the Uncommon Shaman, episode 28. We've got more than half a year of the show in now. I hope it's getting better. Previously, you've had a show on here called Mudtoe at Midnight, which aired Friday nights at midnight. And this show isn't too terribly different from that show. I'd hoped I might inject a couple of other sort of things. I didn't do a lot of interviews and things like that. But that hasn't happened all that much so far. It's reflective, you see, being a little reflective because we're coming to the end of the year, which is that arbitrary point. I mean, they could have made the end of the year any time during the year. There were a lot of times they could have picked that would have made more sense. The summer solstice, for example, or the winter solstice. But I think the summer solstice more so because there'd be, I don't know, because it's not really the beginning of the planting season. So maybe I was right. The winter solstice would make more sense, and it'd be closer to what the beginning of the year is now. So we wouldn't be bothered with having to change everything. And what would we really be changing other than the calendar? But just it's when looking at the calendars, it gives us one of just many things, many sort of conventions that society has handed down to us over the centuries, things that we now just accept without question, that December 31st is the end of the year and January 1st is the beginning of the next year. Just for convenience sake, more than anything else, we have to have a place to end the old and start the new. So that's where it is, and we got to live with it. So we're coming down to the end of 2016. We would have there are three of these shows left, so I don't know why I'm starting to talk about it now, but it just seemed to be it was what was on my mind. Thinking about last year, because I was winding up the old Mudtoe at Midnight show, knowing that this was going to start, I believe, in April. I can't remember if it started in March or April. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. So that was on my mind, and other things I was trying to guess. I was, still looking for a job, and lots of other things going on in my life. I recorded a show, a Mudtoe at Midnight show at Iggy's New Year's Eve event at his restaurant, which he's again talking about bringing out of the mothballs, and I sincerely hope he does, if for no other reason than for me to experience some memories of the place. I mean, I used to live right around the corner from it, and when it was in full swing, I'd eat three or four meals a week there, and then just hang out. It was 90% of my social life was plugged into that place, and it would be nice to see it come back, even if only in a limited way. But there is going to be New Year's Eve there again this year. And I think rather than record a show, I mean, as far as, you know, people yakking, because the main event is the drum circle that goes on, I'm thinking of just recording the drum circle and presenting that as my show the next week. Tune in for however long. I might do an hour. Just an hour of drum circling for the inaugural Uncommon Shaman show of the year. And I might put I'm thinking out loud, playing the drum circle stuff and then opening up the chat room, which is something I don't do very often. And just anything anybody wants to say or bring up while the music is playing, we'll have in chat. And, you know, that would open up a possibility of doing occasionally, because, you know, I do like to talk. But, you know, maybe once in a while, to give you guys a rest from just hearing my voice, maybe doing a music show once a month, the way I do a shaman tarot show once a month. Oh, and by the way, if you'd tuned in to hear, expecting to hear a shaman tarot show this weekend, because I teased it last week. First of all, you're lying. You don't know that I teased it last week. Second of all, I'm going to go ahead and do it. It was a schedule thing, and it turned out my schedule resolved, so I'm just going to go ahead and do it the third week of the month. Maybe you could, where the third week of the month is Shaman Tarot, maybe a different week of each month will be a music-based show, where the audio part of it, we're hearing music, and if anybody wants to make any sort of comment or ask a question, they do it via the chat room. Good idea. I'll have to write that down. Okay. I don't think I thanked you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in. It's a blustery evening here at Mudtow Central, my apartment here in my large city in the Midwest. Don't have the snow yet that they're having in a lot of places around here, but we don't. I think there's something to that idea of shield of pollution and thermal inversions of whatnot that go over a city, because here in the downtown we don't get near the weather that they get out in the suburbs, and especially out, you know, in the surrounding countryside. We don't hear about all kinds of snow falling, like up north and down south. But here under the dome, we seem to be largely shielded from it. So that's good, as long as you don't have to leave, which I will have to next week, going home for the holiday season with mom and dad and my brother, and my daughter will visit, my granddaughter will visit, and I'll be very fine. I'm sure I'll be talking about that in shows that come as that season progresses. That's something I wanted to talk about, because there's plenty of time to talk about that. I wanted to talk about socks. Is it okay if I talk about socks? Because if you've seen the title for this week's episode is Too Many Socks, and often I struggle with that's a lie. I never struggle with finding a title for the show, because I never put any thought into it. I just write down whenever I'm setting up the show on Blog Talk. What's the title? I think of a title, so I just in the moment I come up with whatever is in my head. And I have been shut in is not the right word. I'm voluntarily shut in. I did not go out today. I was kind of waiting. I was hoping that a check would arrive that would allow me to get some bills paid and whatnot. I was expecting some money to arrive. So that's what I was going to, when that came, I just went to then spring into action, out to the car and out to the bank and to the post office, because I need to get that passport done. I was advised to do it. Again, the possible job I may have in China, I was advised to update my passport, and I've been simply unable to because I haven't had the money. Well, once this check arrives, I will have the money. So waited all day for that to happen. It didn't happen. So I was basically here all day not doing anything. except to wandering around on Facebook. And certainly there could have been better things. I took a nap before I ate dinner, and I was like, boy, I just wasted this whole day using the arrival of the check as an excuse to do so. But I was thinking about socks, and this is how I was thinking about it. One of the things I was going to possibly get done today was I was going to take some socks to a homeless shelter, and I had to do some research on this too because I don't know exactly where to take them. But I had read that the one thing they generally need the most, that homeless people generally need the most, is socks. And it's also the thing that's least commonly donated. And I'm looking through, and I got socks. I got socks out the wazoo. I got more socks than I have any. Right. I'm looking through. I could easily get a dozen pairs of socks out of my stash here. I could get a dozen pair and not even miss them. So I'm going to pull out a dozen pairs of socks and, you know, look over and make sure they're in good shape. I'm not going to give, you know, socks with holes in them to the homeless people. I'm going to give nice socks. And, you know, put them in a plastic bag, and as part of my travels that I'd planned to do today, I was going to drop them off. But again, that never happened. So I'm looking right now at my, they're sitting on the floor. I have them in those like plastic milk crates because I don't have any furniture. I had to abandon all of my furniture at the last place I lived. So sort of hedging against that possibility, if I do have to leave in a hurry again, I just don't have any. I don't have anything. I'm very proud to say I have nothing in my apartment that I couldn't fit in my car. Now, I couldn't fit it all in my car. It would take multiple trips. But there's nothing I would have to leave behind because I couldn't get it in my car. It would just be a matter of priorities. What do I take first? So I mean, they're basically packed. I could take them, I could pick them up and put them in the, you know, in the back seat of my car or in the passenger seat because I don't often have a passenger. And my delicate undies would be on their way to their new home wherever that is. But again, I sit here looking to it, and the sock I have two crates full of socks. I don't need all those socks. So I see socks, and I see, you know, my existence here is relatively lean, I think. I don't do well with food. I waste a lot of food. I need to work on that. I don't do terrific on keeping the place clean. It's not, you know, it's not filthy, but it is. I could definitely use some work on the scrubbing out the tub and the sweeping and that sort of thing. So that part of it, and I think that's definitely a part of, you know, showing respect for spirit that has guided these things to me is to take good care of them. And there are places where I can certainly do better with that. But I feel, okay, so there was a time, I mean, as I said, my old apartment that I had to run away from 2 years ago. Not run away from, I just ran out of time. I just ran out of time to take care of everything, and I had to be out of the apartment. I just didn't have everything done, is what happened. And my former landlord was actually very good about it. I don't know, maybe it's because he found some treasure that I didn't know about among my stuff that I had to abandon, and perhaps sold it on eBay for you know, $50,000 and just, you know, never told me about it. Don't know. I got everything out of there that meant something to me. So I think that's a plus. And it has taught me about traveling light, apparently, except in the area of socks, because I got a lot of them. And also in the area of emotional baggage. Ha-ha. You didn't see that twist coming, did you? Let's see. Yeah, I find that while I like the way that I'm taking care of my stuff, my physical stuff. First of all, the fact that I don't have nearly as much as I used to, and second, that for the most part it's well organized. I can get what I need. It's not, you know, there's not piles of stuff on top of each other. There's actually one pile of phone cords and stuff that I do need to work on, but other than that, it's not a bad job. There's a lot of improvements been made. There's a lot of improvements to make, but there's a lot of improvements that have been made. So I'm happy about that. I'll pat myself on the back. I'll give myself credit for that. But my tendency to collect emotional clutter, that has not improved. I think one could argue that it's worse. I have some material I want to write about that. I haven't managed to get myself cranked up, but I did talk about it at this woman I was seeing briefly, and now she's in jail. And that's now happened to me three times. The woman I was seeing go to jail. Like, what is my, you know, what's happening here? I mean, is it some sort of Buddhist thing that I'm trying to collect this experience that I haven't, you know, I keep missing it somehow. So I have to go find another one, another woman who's going to go to jail. But, you know, it's more than that, because I still have this thing about hiding from people. I don't know any of my neighbors, except for the one who was, you know, also involved with this woman, and he's over here constantly pounding on the door. Not constantly, he hasn't for a while. But he has been known to pound on the door and ask for things. Hiding from things and from people doesn't make them go away. But I still find it difficult, you know, perhaps more and more difficult as time goes by, to deal with things sort of in a timely manner. What am I trying to say? There are these long pauses because I can't think of what I'm trying to find. Space spirit must be in the bathroom or something. He's abandoned me for the moment out there. If spirit is indeed a he, I think my spirit is a he. Whatever form of spirit that communicates with me is definitely male, like me. And I don't know, you know, don't know why ours is not. The reason why, I guess. This seemed like a really good idea to talk about the socks, and then segue into the emotional clutter of my life. But I'm finding that once I said it, there really isn't anything else to say. It happens to me a lot. If you've listened to the show before, I'm sure you've heard it. It happens often when I try and plan something. The show really does seem to go, and this is paradoxical and beautiful, that my best shows, the ones that go the best, the ones where I had no idea from the moment I started, the first words I say, first words I said in the show, I had no idea, you know, where I was going, what I was doing. So I say, well, I'll do socks. I'll talk about socks and make this clever analogy to all the crap that's going on in my life. I say, well, then I do that, and, you know, then what? Where does that take me? Life is an accretion of, somebody said that life is an accretion of clutter, and I can't remember who said that. My neighborhood is an accretion of clutter, but at the same time, I cling to things in the neighborhood that architecture that I like, and I cling to emotional architecture that I might not like, but at least fills in the void, you know, for a moment. I have to say, I think this is, I actually want to lead with this observation, which I totally forgot to do. I feel, I was talking before about, you know, being the end of the year and looking back and doing your retrospect and all of that. I feel in general less satisfied with where I am now than I was a year ago. I feel that, you know, financially things are worse. Socially things are worse. Relationally, which is pretty close to socially, but it's relationally. That part of socially, which directly involves interacting with people, is worse. I feel, and, you know, people may be thinking about the election now too, and yeah, that's part of it. But not, I don't think if the other person had won that I would feel all that much better than I do now. I didn't really want her to be president either. There's a certain momentum that you start off with, you know, coming out of school and doing your undergrad, and you're out and you're ready to conquer the world. And you get like the satellites that go out towards Pluto and stuff. They fly towards another planet and they get a slingshot. You know, they go out there and they go, and then that zips them on to where they're going next. And you know, I was getting those slingshots for a while, but I haven't gotten one 20 years maybe. A good solid kick in the pants, setting me off in a direction. I mean, not really from spirit or from a human being or from anybody. And you know, when that's the case, you feel yourself. I'll speak for myself. I feel myself steadily losing momentum. The things that were always difficult for me to do become much more difficult because I push myself to do them. There's just no, I reach back for that next gear and it's not there. And that's as daunting because I've got, you know, probably at least a third of my life still to live. And I would like that to be of some use to someone. I would like to feel that I am making a contribution. And that's why I was so excited when this opportunity about teaching in China came along. But it's moving slowly, kind of like me. It's all lumbering along, and it's not really about me. It's that the people who are talking about hiring me are taking their sweet time. I don't really know what they're after. I know what they're after. I don't know why they're doing what they're doing, and I don't know when they're looking to have someone on board. I mean, if it's a school year, are they not looking to bring somebody out until next summer? Nobody said that. But nobody has said they want to bring somebody out right away either. My thought originally from what the recruiter was saying was that they were going to try and get me out there by the end of the year. But certainly that's not, you know, that's not where we're sitting right now. With I hear from them about every 2 weeks asking me for something else. And I know I'm going to be expected to take a physical, but I don't have any information about that. I'm going to be expected to pass a criminal background check. I have no information about that. I'm going to need to get a passport, my passport renewed. That will take probably about 4 weeks, and I haven't been able to get it started because I haven't had the money to do so. From my part, I want to talk to people who are actually at working at the school and find out, you know, how day-to-day things operate. I mean, how do you pay your gas bill? How do you pay your insurance? So you, if you have a bill, like I have a credit card bill that I'm going to have to pay on that's here in the States. How do I do that from China? Can I do that from China? When I come home, how do I bring, you know, I know there's a thing about bringing money out of China. If I come, you know, if I decide, you know, I come back after the first year and decide I'm not going to go back, how do I, do I have to spend all my money before I leave, or can I bring some or all of it back to the States with me? What happens with my prescriptions? How does that? I asked my doctor about that, and he really didn't know. He said he knew one person who just got, it was the same thing. They came back, they were teaching abroad, and they came back for the summer. This is in Korea, not in China. He said this person would get their entire year's supply of meds and take it with them, and then just take it, which would be interesting. I don't know how, if I could, I was going to say, I don't know if I could go the year without losing them. I don't lose very many things. It's not a problem that I have, but I would be, you know, I'd be like getting up every 2 hours and making sure they were still there. That would be my problem. Are they still here? Do I have to count them? It's a good thing that they're not, I mean, I don't have anything that's, you know, narcotic or anything controlled is just medicine-y medicines. But yes, these are things. There are lots of. I was sitting at the at our Christmas party. I was with our people who work with me at the medical school. We had a Christmas party, and they were asking me all of these questions. Well, how does this work? How does that work? Don't know. Nobody's told me. That has. I mean, that's one of the earmarks of of a scam. But the recruiter has never asked me for money. They made if they're scamming, then they made quite an investment because they were at the job fair, and getting that table at the job fair certainly would have cost them something. If I really were interested, I could probably go back to the university's alumni association ran the job fair. I could go, what's with this company? They're kind of stringing me along. They have a website, but it's geared towards recruiting students, getting people in China to come to the school. I mean, there's no outward appearance. One would think, they're scamming, but there's no outward appearance of a scam. They're just moving really slowly. And it's irritating because I need to plan my life. Can you call me tomorrow so I can plan my life, please? I need to know where I'm going, what continent I'm going to be on. Well, anyway, I was also going to spend a little time. Time is running short, but I was going to spend a little time up on the big event, which I might as well just tell you. I don't know, for whatever reason, I just think it's fun to be coy about where I am. I'm in Columbus, Ohio, and the university I used to go to and work at part-time now is Ohio State, where they had the active shooter event last week. I was on campus when that happened. I was at the medical complex, which is on the southwest corner of campus. The incident happened on the northeast corner of campus, is about 15 blocks away. But a healthy young man could run 15 blocks in 5 minutes, so could have gotten to where we were. They didn't really lock down the hospital because they had to take care of patients, so I hung out with the valet parkers out front and just kind of, well, somebody comes, I guess we get it first. But nobody came. We were watching the coverage on one of the guys' smartphones, and I was tweeting, or not tweeting, I don't tweet. I was posting on Facebook part of the times on my laptop. It brings the idea. I mean, you think, what do you think about? I could die. I could die today. He could be here in a few minutes, and I could die. I mean, that's true any time, isn't it? You could always die. I mean, just this. What is this different about knowing that there's someone around who might be inclined to kill you? I mean, that's always a possibility, but knowing that it's a fact somehow gives it a different feel. It's hard for me to describe it. Except that I was not at all anxious. I was glad that I sort of had the option of not locking myself away someplace. Because I know a lot of other places in the campus, they did, like down in the basement or whatever, lock themselves in a closet or whatever, and I could not have. I'm claustrophobic, first of all. And second, you're just kind of like waiting for doomsday to arrive. I just... I'm glad that I was out in the open air and able to contemplate these things. Okay, I'm down to 60 seconds. What was that noise I just made? thanks for stopping out. This 30 minutes went by swiftly. I'm glad you joined me. And next week we're going to have Shaman Tarot. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we're not going to talk about active shooters. Unless we have another one, let's keep a good thought. No more active shooters. Thanks once again, and have a pleasant good evening.